the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Back in the Craigers Corral. Today we're going to head into the big city, the Big Apple.
Big Apple, Chicago.
Gotham City.
Chicago, here we come.
New York City. And we're going into the miscellaneous romance section. And you know there's going to be some crazy stuff in there.
I hear it's a lot easier to get sex in New York City on Craigslist because it's so big.
Yeah,
there's so many people.
A lot more people.
Yeah, I mean, you can weed through the scams easier.
Seriously, still looking. Wife here looking to surprise her husband, male for transsexual, transgender.
Hey, listen, his birthday's coming up, so please, any trannies out there want to fuck my husband?
God, that would be a surprise. Like,
what the fuck? I don't even like trannies.
Is this on my list? Hi, all.
I don't want to be rude, so I guess. All right, fuck me, I suppose.
Hi, all. For Christ's sake, honey. Why is this so difficult? So here's a story. I recently found on my husband's computer, shemale. Sorry if that's not the PC term, porn. You know, in parentheses. She found some shemale porn on his computer. At first, I was shocked and a bit jealous. But in time, I've realized that I love my husband very much, and I do not want to keep him from exploring his sexual desires. Obviously, this is something I cannot physically provide for him, and I would hate to know that
you can't get a fucking strap on,
lady. He cannot
live
without his fantasy. If he does choose to experiment, I would prefer it was with someone I was aware of and approved of. I'm looking for a TS woman who wouldn't mind playing around with my husband. I don't mean I want to be there. I just want to know he's in a good, safe hands. He's very handsome, loving, funny, and all the other great qualities any woman would want in a man. I love him so much and just want him to be happy. Our sex life is great. He's got a big one, ladies, but I don't want him to feel like he's missing out. I'm looking for a very attractive, sweet, drug and disease-free, as we both are, woman who might get off on this. Not looking for a prostitute or a pay-to-play girl. Just a sweetheart.
Still a prostitute.
Just a sweetheart who wouldn't mind giving my husband the time of his life.
I'm not looking for a prostitute or a woman who accepts money for sexual favors. Neither of those.
Laugh out loud. I want the setup to be a total secret, like it just happened by accident. Please send me a face and body photo, and I'll send you his in return, and we'll chat via email or IM. Please be real as I am. Please no prostitutes, call girls, escorts, etc.
Fucking heard you.
Hope to hear from you soon.
All right. One, lady, you can get a fucking... does he want to fuck a tranny, or does he want a tranny to fuck
him? No, even if you want to surprise your girlfriend or boyfriend with a... someone they can have sex with. If you don't tell them about it and they do it, wouldn't in the back of your mind go, they just cheated on me?
Maybe. And let's say, though, that he wants to... if he wants to get fucked by a tranny, she can buy a strap-on. She can do that.
Now, if that's not the same thing.
If he wants to fuck a tranny, okay. But just because he sees it in porn, it doesn't mean he wants to do that in real life.
He had it saved in his bookmarks.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't really mean that that's what he wants. I mean, that just might be a weird fantasy. Doesn't mean that he actually wants to do it, though.
This one's got a long empty space at Lover, empty space, New York City. Would you like to
have a puzzle?
I don't know. Would you like to have not only sexy and handsome, but also an intelligent lover? Okay, write me back if interested. Be serious, because this ad is serious. I'm 35, educated, and very open-minded. If you are a professional, mature lady, that is perfect. You won't be disappointed. Let's talk soon.
Well, how smart are you, dude? You're claiming you're a fucking genius. Let's hear it. Put your money where your mouth is.
Well, yeah, well, geniuses are all over Craigslist, you know?
I mean, that is true. They always make that claim that a lot of truckers are geniuses. Remember they used to say that?
I know.
No? Heard it before.
Very large inner labia. Male for woman?
That's my thing.
Do you have very large inner labia? Are they big and meaty? Do they hang and dangle? Well, that's my fetish, and I love it. Write back if you do and tell me about yourself and describe your big lips. Pics are good, too. Please be sure yours are big. A lot of women think they have big lips, but really don't.
Not big enough.
Tell me you're large so I know you're real.
what I like is where one of the outer lips is big, and then one of the other side, one of the inner lips is big, so it's lopsided. That's the fucking best right there. Mm-hmm. For my money, oof, hands down.
The title is, Ass to Mouth, Male for Woman, Manhattan. The title is pretty self-explanatory. I'm good-looking, single, white male, drug and disease-free, and I love me some anal sex. I added the me part. My favorite thing in the world is when I pull my cock out of a girl's tight little butthole and she spins around and slurps it into her hot mouth. Cleaning my cock with your mouth shows me that you truly believe your asshole is good enough to eat. It also shows me you'll do anything to please me, no matter how degrading, and it just feels so good.
We all love degrading women, but I mean, you know, it's hard to find, you know, chicks that are into that.
Girls only, please be height and weight proportionate. Caucasian, Asian, or Latina, clean and healthy, and love anal sex.
You know what? Height and weight proportionate? That means if you're 8 feet tall and 400 pounds, you still fit the bill.
Yeah, well, you got to give me the, height and weight proportion to you. You got to give me the, the formula so I know. Well,
give me the dimensions you're looking for, man. Yeah. Come on.
So if you divide the two, you want to come up with a certain number, right?
Yeah. He has something in mind, so just, you got to be a little more specific.
Please respond with a photo and put A to M in the subject line of your email. Let's have some kinky fun. I don't know if I'm doing any kind of with a stranger. I don't know.
Listen. You don't have to blow me up for fuck you, okay? All right, we're buds. You don't have to do that.
All right, good. Long-haired guy looking for an androgynous friend. Male for male, 27. So I know this ultimately won't apply to a lot of you, but I'm a twinkish-looking guy looking for another twinkier guy for witty banter, comfortable rapport, and great company.
All right, slow down. Listen, general company. Sound it out. All right.
If a FWB thing came of it, that would be great. Friends without benefits? Good one.
Who are you talking to?
I'm cracking myself up. We do have a friends without benefits situation. Me and you. No benefit to our friendship.
That is true. That is true.
If not, that'd also be great. Basically, I'm just looking for someone to converse with as well as someone to trust. As for me, I'm an artist, as unkempt and neurotic as you'd imagine. I'm also in an open relationship, for the record. Anywho, send me along a picture. I'd be happy to send you up some more of me. I think the one picture's enough, sir.
I mean, he's a normal-looking dude. I don't know. Sometimes when I see the word androgynous, I want to think it's android. I'm looking for an android to have sex with.
Well, who isn't?
I know.
Now, if you go into the miscellaneous romance, you will find nearly... I mean, you won't find any women for males or whatever.
Yeah, those are rare.
That's kind of weird.
Well, no, because, I mean, chicks don't really have the time to scam... And, look for this shit, because it's kind of easy.
Here's a guy looking for something. Educated, handsome man is looking for a polyamorous relationship. Male for woman, 38, NYC. An educated, master's degree, professional, handsome, and single. Never married, no kids, man. I
have everything going for me.
Except for having two girlfriends at the same time. Man was looking for polyamorous relationship with two women, thanks. First of all, if you're going to try to get two women to fuck you... You better have more than one sentence in your ad.
Yeah, I mean, how about write something with a little flourish, you know? Show that giant brain of yours. You're so well... Everyone's really educated here. Have you noticed that? Not really sure I'm buying it.
Here's a prostitute.
Oh, thanks.
Feeling stressed? Woman for male, 24, Manhattan. If you're feeling stressed and looking for an amazing massage from a beautiful girl, send me a message and I'll answer you.
My trick is I massage your penis with my vagina. Patented technique.
Or the dude wants to fleece you for your money.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Listen, it's relaxing either way.
Yeah, that's true. Next up, there's a lot of these on here today, and I think that it seems to be the biggest, most popular thing in the miscellaneous section.
What's that?
The transsexual for male or male for transsexual. I'm a slim white guy here, decent looking, got a shaved head, scruff beard, just looking for a girl, can be cross-dresser, to chill after work with and can be patient to let me learn how to fuck. I'm very inexperienced and need to learn better. I want to eventually be your king and fuck you how you want it. Deep, long, hard with stamina. Stamina. If this interests you, be my teacher and basically practice, girl. Hit me up. He says girl, but I don't... I guess he just means transsexual.
Well, you know what? It's his fault because if you're looking for a transsexual, you have to spell girl with the U.
Yeah.
When you spell it G-U-R-L, then we all know what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell he is a rookie. He doesn't understand the ins and the outs.
Liquor in Astoria. I'm from
Warwick. I could go for some liquor. What do you want? Some rum?
My tongue in your pussy.
Whoa, right.
No sex.
Very forward.
We've seen these a lot. No reciprocation. Just my tongue in your pussy. Just lay back and enjoy. I do not respond to private calls, so please text me, Mike, blah, 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 blah. Again, nothing expected in return. Just lay back and enjoy.
Well, that was your private message, so...
I like to call that guy, like, so, you like eating pussy, huh? Who is this? Well, dude, you put an ad on fucking Craigslist. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. Your number was on there.
This guy is looking for a female who smokes for fetish play. I have a huge smoking fetish and get aroused by women that smoke. If you might be interested, please contact me. Yahoo if you like, but mention the ad so I don't ignore you. Smoking fetish.
Do they have to smoke during sex or just smoke at all?
Hey, does he want them to smoke cigarettes or is marijuana count?
Cigars?
That's what I want.
Oh, a corn cob pipe. That's my thing.
Mm. Or ready to smoke meats, you know, for barbecues.
Oh, that'd be hot. Fuck you right over the grill.
Mm-hmm. Next up, I'm looking for my soulmate, a rare woman for male. 65.
I was guessing 59.
I dedicated my life to my family. It was my passion to love and care for them.
It was passion. Now they can go fuck themselves.
Now my husband dead and my children grown up. She didn't say is dead. My husband dead.
Now my husband dead.
And my husband grown up. My children grown up.
Her husband grew up too.
And live away from me. I want to find somebody to share the rest of my life, which would be about, 5 to 10 years? I've been mad.
She does have a risky lifestyle, getting sexual partners on Craigslist.
This is a scam because the language is horrible. I've been math teacher, and it's my nature to work hard.
She was a math teacher in Russia. I've been math teacher. See?
I love music, movies, reading, dancing, and many and many other things.
That's a lot.
Many and many other good things.
Shit.
I can share with my lover and enjoy the wonderful stage of life. What is the wonderful stage of life?
Being old. It's wonderful.
I'm very honesty, and I wish my man would be the same. I like to walk long way and oh my god.
Listen, what? Foreigners can't find love too?
I like to walk long way and talk good things. I can share with my lover and enjoy the wonderful stage
although of life. Not in English.
I like to walk long way and talk with me and share our experience.
We all like to walk long way.
Love to go to the movies together. It doesn't matter the appearance. Doesn't matter the age. I need a person who really needs a woman in his life. A woman who can take care for him. I'm healthy.
Will you take care for me?
Very energetic and compassionate person. I'm very passionate about life and everything I do. And probably very fake. Even though I put this blurry-ass picture of some old lady, of somebody's grandma.
You know what? When I see a shitty picture, that's a red flag. Because today, we all have fucking smartphones. Our cameras on our phones are fucking awesome. If it's not a perfectly clear picture, it's bullshit. We got like at least 10 megapixels.
This guy's got the right idea. American man seeks Russian female for long-term relationship.
A lot of Russian. That last lady, she was Russian.
Age 38, his body is average. He's got brown eyes, red hair, and his height is 5'5".
That's me in a wig.
Midget. You're not 5'5". Right? Or now you're 5'5". Because when I first met you, you were 5'7". Now you're 5'5".
Probably. I'm not 5'7". That's for sure.
I'm 38 years old, Italian-American. Good-looking guy who seeks... What Italian has red hair?
He's a red herring.
I never heard of an Italian with red hair, but okay. Good-looking guy who seeks a Russian female between 21 and 50.
Hey, yo, paisan. My mother was Wendy.
In New York City or friendship and more. I'm one of those most balanced people around, motivated and focused. I would describe myself as hardworking, family-oriented, fun, caring, friendly, romantic, open-minded, down-to-earth, and easy-going. Feel free to reply with a photo if you are interested, and I'll return one as well. Thanks for taking the time, and good luck.
Hey, if I was doing a commercial, I would say, you know what? I try to live a balanced lifestyle. And then they'd pull back, and it's me walking on a high wire. Balancing.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Easy going you are.
Some say that.
They all, you gotta put easy going, because if you don't, people are like, forget that, that guy's not easy going.
He didn't I know, and he's not D&D free. He loves drugs and shit. Mm-hmm.
Looking for a male or female, woman for male, woman.
Listen, I'm looking for whatever.
32. Hello. I'm a divorced 32-year-old woman looking for companionship and friendship that might lead to long-term relationship. I have never been so lucky with men in the past, and I'm open to having a relationship with a woman. Note that I have never been with a woman before.
Or a man.
I am job hunting at present, but support myself on SSI due to birth defects. Birth defects? You're 32 years old!
You were born a long time ago, lady. Come on, get over it.
My hobbies are art, reading, writing, playing PC games, visiting museums, going to Dave and Buster's, playing racquetball.
If you can play racquetball, can't you have a fucking cooking. Job?
I've been working on a healthier diet and trying to find ways to stay active. What do you mean, find ways? I'm trying to stay active. I can't figure out for life what to do.
Is that racquetball doesn't count?
Or going to Dave and Buster's? That's pretty active.
What I don't understand, you can get a desk job, you know, work on a computer, because all you do all day is sit on the fucking computer. You can get an active job because you enjoy playing racquetball.
Mark, she had birth defects, all right?
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, I think you can overcome them.
But I won't lie, I'm a big girl. So I'm looking for someone open-minded. Let's try to be friends first and see how we get along. If something more comes from it, great. If not, at least we tried. I'm honest, sincere, and expect the same.
Have you noticed how the term big girl changes over time? If you're a young girl, it's like, listen, Susie, you're a big girl now. You don't act that way. And then 30 years later, whoa, you're a big girl, aren't you?
How dare you? This girl is a Bronx horny thick female. Very short to add, I'm a thick black female looking to drink and
your blood.
Also, I'm a
vampire.
I want a pic of a big, long, 10-inch cock.
She wants a duck?
That's what she said. Does that mean...
Like hunting?
Does that mean oral sex? Because it sounds like a duck when you do it? I don't know.
I don't know. I've seen this... I don't know. I've been seeing this term on some of the sites lately. It's something in reference to being thirsty. But I have no idea what they mean. So I think it's a new one coming around. I'll have to do a little research and, you know, figure out what it is.
And finally, we wrap up the show and the week with Black Scorpio couple seeking single-minded female. Like-minded female.
Does she have to be Scorpio too? Like, everyone has to be Scorpio
involved? Why is Scorpio even relevant?
These assholes,
it was unless it was a coincidence. Like, man, I never dated a Scorpio. Fell out of Scorpio.
No, listen. They're both Scorpios. They get along. So obviously, if you're going to have a threesome, it's got to be with another Scorpio. It's fucking logic.
I thought maybe some don't get along with, like, I don't, like, when I go to Chinese restaurants.
What did you say? What the fuck did you say?
When I go to Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, that's right. Believe us, asshole.
They have the menus, and they say, like, a rabbit should never date a boar.
You're a boar. Fuck you.
You must date other rabbits or dragons. That's it. Hi, we are a black mid-30s male, mid-20s female, attractive Brooklyn couple. He is professional, cool, and down-to-earth. She is fun-loving, conscious, free spirit. Apparently not.
She's not down-to-earth, only the one guy
she's
is?
She's not down-to-earth, and she's not working either, apparently. We've been together for about a year and like to find an addition to our great relationship we already have. How great could it be if you need to add a fucking person?
What? Come on, dude. I mean, some things are good, but wouldn't it be better if we had this?
We'd love to meet a cool, down-to-earth woman who loves to laugh and enjoy life and is open to exploring a poly relationship.
Now you have two down-to-earth people and one up in the clouds? I don't know about your mix.
We're fortunately friendly, fun, and cool. We have a ton of fun going out or staying in. Here's what they like to do. Travel.
Fuck strangers.
Smoke. Watch stand-up comedy on Netflix.
Very specific.
Laugh. I guess when they're watching stand-up comedy.
Probably.
Have mind-blowing sex. It's funny that's like sixth on the list.
Well, I enjoy comedy more.
Watch movies, but it doesn't specify where they watch movies.
So. Is it also on Netflix? I'm gonna assume.
Doesn't say. Have drinks.
On Netflix.
Have impromptu photo shoots. He's a photographer.
Okay.
Hang out and record in the studio. She's a singer. Oh my God, this is a great couple.
Yeah.
Take long drives and listen to music. Is this the music they recorded? I don't know. cook, Taco Tuesdays, play games, write together, even if what we write ends up making no sense, laugh out loud.
I write gibberish for
coming
fun.
Out with us. Send a message with your interest and a few pics and we'll reach out to you. Can't wait to meet you. Hope to hear from you soon.
Oh, how about this as a game? You and your lover, after a sex session, you each get out a notebook and a pencil and you say, listen, you're going to write all Q's and I'm going to write all P's. And that's all we do. Fill up the notebook.
Sounds good.
All night.
You know what else sounds good?
Going to hotshotwizkids.com.
Go for it.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do now. So hurry up and turn this shit off, man. I gotta warm up my PC. HotshotWizKids.com.